Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise, worship, and glorify your holy name. Heavenly Father, we come here before you today on this Memorial Day weekend that we honor all the people who served, and especially those who gave the ultimate sacrifice, as they call it. We thank you, Lord, for all you've done for us. We bless the people watching today and pray that this message that you've given me ministers each and every one of them. And I decree right now in the name of Jesus that because of the message you've downloaded to us today, there will be victories over challenges that have been plaguing people for years. I pray this anointing that's here right now goes out to everybody watching now or in the future, and that they feel your presence, Lord, and that this presence saturates every cell and fiber of their being, and that it heals them, restores them, and makes them whole. In Jesus' name, amen. Wow. The title of this message is Do This in Remembrance of Me. And if you didn't hear the announcement earlier, please, you're going to need extra communion and extra blood for the service. We're going to do it during the service today. We're going to do 12 communions and 12 of the body and 12 of the blood. So make sure you've got enough of the elements for yourself to do this. And this is brought on because the Lord told us to do this to people, because today is the day of victory in your lives. We must remember on this Memorial Day that Jesus gave the ultimate sacrifice. We'll do more of that in the future as we go forward here. But, you know, Memorial Day is a weekend that the United States of America chose to bring to memory, honor all the brave soldiers during their military service. A blessing they bestowed upon us that we and other churches can freely assemble still today as the body of Christ to worship Jesus, especially here at ABC. Now, in addition to joining the Memorial Day holiday weekend with time off and time with our families and friends, let's remember that we would not be able to do that if it were for those fallen soldiers. They gave their lives. When you go back 200 plus years to the Revolutionary War, those people had no idea who you were, but they died for you. When you go forward to the War of 1812, we kept the British away again. They died for you. The Civil War, everybody who died there was a United States person, but they died for freedom. And what this country stands for, and the Constitution, and our freedom of speech, and our freedom of religion that we still have today. Going forward, we all know about the World War I and World War II veterans, what they died for. To protect the world from Satan's calamities coming across. And all those who fight in the battles that we're going on today, we thank you. Because without you, we couldn't be here. And they fought and died for people they didn't even know. But they fought and died for a belief of what was right. And I believe that the United States stands as a country that still loves God. And we got lots of problems and lots of challenges. We'll still do what's right in God's eyes overall. In Jesus' name. Okay. Proverbs 10:7. The memory of the uncompromising righteous is a blessing, but the name of the wicked shall rot. And today we remember all those people who gave that ultimate sacrifice. You know, this country used to be a lot more respectful about things. And I pray that it goes back and honors the people that did things for them. In fact, if you ever noticed the way the flag is supposed to be done on Memorial Day, at sunrise, it's supposed to be put on the flagpole and raised to the top all the way up. Then it slowly is brought down to half mast to honor those who fell and died. And then at noon, it goes all the way back up again to honor those who serve and served and have served that lived. It's a day of honor and respect for everybody. And you know, the truth is, everybody here watching this, you're in an army too. You're in a military of the Lord. And we honor and respect all that you do. And it's time to take this fight back to the enemy. Okay. As a nation, we have a heritage, and we paid a huge price for freedom around the world. More than it started after the Civil War, and it's conflicting theories of how it came about, but the bottom line is that as there are many memorial sites, they started putting flowers on the graves of both Union and Confederate soldiers. And the story goes there was one battle fought in the South, and one of the ladies was putting flowers on the Union soldiers' graves. And one of the people says, "Why are you doing that? They're the enemy." And she looked up at the person and said, "Somebody's mother is never going to see this young man again. It's the least I can do." And it was a sign of forgiveness for the enemy. Regardless of what the position was, it was starting to forgive and to heal. Because what really matters is the people. Now, you go through the Bible, there are always times they're building tributes to the Lord. You know, they built a memorial with the 12 stones in the river, the waters of the Jordan, which were cut off before the Ark of the Covenant for the Lord. You know, when the Ark crossed over to the Jordan, these stones shall be a memorial for the children of Israel forever, says Joshua 4:1-9. I'm not going to go into a lot of the details of it because you can read those yourselves. They also built a memorial of 12 stones in the riverbed to remember the miracle that God cut off the waters of the Jordan River so it could pass over on dry ground as he did for them at the Red Sea, so all the peoples of the earth may know the hand of the Lord that is mighty and everyone may fear the Lord our God forever. And monuments are meant to remind people of the great things that are done. Now, the meaning of the number 12 in Hebrew is perfect government, order, united. 12 hours in a day, 12 months in a year, 12 months of constellation, 12 tribes of Israel, 12 disciples and apostles, and 12 hours of night. I said day. And this demonstrates that we are a holy people serving a holy God based on our Creator's clock and calendar. The 12th Hebrew letter, named numerical, means shepherds, hook, staff, teaching, learning, protection, belonging to. 12 foundations in the heavenly Jerusalem, 12 gates, 12 pearls. At age 12, Yeshua first appeared in public and engaged with the teachers in Jerusalem. He was at bar mitzvah age. He took the ideal numbers for 2 and 10. See, 12 was about united and perfect congregation. So we're going to use the analogy that the memorial of the 12 stones lines up with the 12s that goes through the Bible. And the idea here is to be united. And we are a united team here at ABC. We're united to defeat the devil, and that is our ultimate goal. Okay? Now, at the opening of the service, we mentioned that we are not going to have Holy Communion at the end of service today. Today is a special Memorial Day service to be in remembrance of the price Jesus paid with his body that was broken, and his blood that redeemed us from sin, sickness, poverty, death, and eternal damnation. We'll take communion together at the end of section C on your outline. Now, when you look at the sacrifice that Jesus made, and we talked about how anybody who dies for their country gives the ultimate sacrifice. Jesus died for all mankind in the most horrible, horrific, challenging way possible as a sin-free, unblemished man. So today we remember what he did. And the memorial for him is every time we take communion, we do this in remembrance of him. And we remember all the pain, all the suffering, all the challenges that he went through for us out of total love for you. Each and every one of you is loved by Jesus so much that he gave his life for you. This is a different memorial service, and I talk a lot about the memorial people, the service people of the United States. We thank them for their service. All of you out there, we appreciate it. We're going to take a step further today and go over Jesus, repeating the ultimate sacrifice. Jesus knew ahead of time the pain and challenges he was going to go through. So much that in the Garden of Gethsemane, he was sweating blood. He understood, and he went forward anyway. What a man of courage. Yes, he was the Son of God, but he was a man doing this. And we thank you, Jesus, for that right now. So again, you'll need 12 pieces of bread or crackers and enough of the blood to drink 12 times. We start this. Now, every time we become one with God, we have a holy communion partaking of God's divine nature. The Lord's Supper should be honored as a lasting memorial each time we partake of communion of the body and the blood of Jesus. It is not a symbol. It's the real thing. I'm going to reiterate a story here. I've told it before, but it's important here. Pastora Karen and I were ministering to a very demonically challenged person. And I'm 6 foot, 250 pounds. Okay? He made me look small. And we decided to give communion. So I take the bread, break it up, and as I'm walking to him, this guy who's huge is back at me going, "No, not him. No, not him." That's not a symbol. That is Jesus Christ right there on that plate, and those demons were afraid of it. So every time you take communion, you remember that those demons that are bothering you are afraid of that communion. Remember this as we go through this today. Every challenge you have is demonic some way, somehow. As you take this communion, the Lord is going to do his part to heal and restore every physical, financial, emotional, any challenge you have. And I'm looking forward to some really exciting testimonies today. So it is not a symbol. We do this in remembrance of the atoning sacrifice Jesus paid for our spiritual freedom because he died as a true sacrificial lamb at the cross for all mankind. We thank God that Jesus is the only one who rose from the dead to set us free. Now Luke 22:19, "And he," Jesus, "took bread and gave thanks and broke it. He gave them saying, 'This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' Likewise, he also took the cup after supper, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you.' And when Jesus had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Therefore, whoever eats this bread and drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body of blood. Let a man examine himself, let him eat the bread and drink the cup, for he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this reason, many are weak and sick among you, and many may sleep." Okay, now, to go before the Lord, we need to be sin-free. I'm going to lead the unaware sins prayer. If any of you have any sins, you need to repent of your sins as I do this. Okay? So repeat after me, please. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I am not aware of any sins. In the name of Jesus, thank you for cleansing me of all unrighteousness. According to 1 John 1:9. Okay. Now, the body of Jesus means we've been healed by the stripes of Jesus. Now, many churches may not know the deep meaning of communion nor how powerful communion is because it is not a symbol. It is intimate fellowship with God as equals because we are co-heirs with Christ Jesus as sons and daughters of our King. Through communion, we can receive God's power, receive answers to our prayers, and partaking of it daily, and look forward to spending time with Jesus, your Lord, Savior, Redeemer, King, friend, and your everything. Because we have close communion with God, we can pray this prayer to put Him in remembrance, according to Isaiah 43:26. So, repeat after me, please. Heavenly Father,
Heavenly Father,
in the name of Jesus,
in the name of Jesus,
I thank you, God, that because I put you in remembrance, remind you of my merits, and contend together,
with you,
that I have set forth, and stated my case.
I have been justified,
proven right,
and acquitted.
Amen. The body of Jesus was broken for us to heal, restore, renew, and rejuvenate every cell in our body. That is because His body becomes one with us as we take communion. Okay. Now in Hebrews 11, 10, 12, and 13, Hebrews were commanded by God to eat every part of the lamb so they would acknowledge that God heals every part of our body. Because of the Jesus who began the sacrifice of the lamb, by stripes of Jesus, we've been healed in every part of our body. Our divine inheritance is based upon love. The glory of God is you is manifested through consecration. Living in the divine promises through God's power, the anointing of God empowers us. In receiving communion worthily, you are what you eat. Now receive in a knowledgeable manner and faith-filled manner. Okay. Eat worthily to avoid sickness and death. Jesus bore our sicknesses and diseases. Jesus bore our infirmities and sicknesses. Healed by the stripes, wounds on His back. Receive in a holy manner. Judge yourself that you might not be judged. Confess your sins that you might be healed. Receive your forgiveness. Forgive all others, lest you give yourself over to the tormentors. So let us partake of the body of Jesus now. We're not going to eat all of our bread or cracker at once, break off a piece little by little to receive healing by the stripes of Jesus for every part of our body and being. And see, Jesus took the bread and gave thanks and broke it and gave it to them, saying, "This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." So now repeat after me. In the name of Jesus,
in the name of Jesus,
I agree, and I receive. That we have the mind of Christ.
That we have the mind of Christ.
Now take a part of the bread. Now repeat after me. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I agree. And I receive. That our brains.
All systems.
And organs. Have been healed.
By the stripes of Jesus.
Let's partake of the body. Repeat after me. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I agree.
And I receive.
That our eyes.
Optic nerves.
Have been healed.
By the stripes of Jesus.
And I have 2020
vision or better.
Let's partake part of the body. Repeat after me. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I agree.
And I receive.
That our muscular skeletal
structures
will always be strong.
And we are free of pain.
Properly aligned.
Restored.
strong and healed because Jesus bore infirmity for us. Let's partake of the body, please. Repeat after me. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I agree and I receive.
I agree and I receive.
That our eyes.
That our eyes.
Ears, nose.
Ears, nose.
And throat.
And throat.
Are healthy.
Are healthy.
Healed.
Healed.
Whole.
Whole.
And restored.
And restored.
Let's partake of the body. Repeat after me, please. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I agree and I receive.
I agree and I receive.
That our blood sugar.
That our blood sugar.
Blood pressure.
Blood pressure.
Chemistry.
Chemistry.
And pulse.
And pulse.
Are healthy and normal.
Are healthy and normal.
Let's take part of the body. In the name of Jesus. I agree and I receive.
I agree and I receive.
That our bodies.
That our bodies.
Are free of all.
Are free of all.
Cancers.
Cancers.
Tumors.
Tumors.
Cysts.
Cysts.
Warts.
Warts.
And abnormal growths.
And abnormal growths.
Take part of the body. Repeat after me, please. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I agree and I receive.
I agree and I receive.
That our brains.
That our brains.
And bodies.
And bodies.
Are free of strokes.
Are free of strokes.
Paralysis.
Paralysis.
And all their effects.
And all their effects.
Let's partake of the body. Repeat after me, please. I agree.
I agree.
And I receive. That I've been healed,
that I've been healed
by the stripes of Jesus,
by the stripes of Jesus,
of all challenges,
challenges,
and we've been healed,
and we have been healed
by the stripes of Jesus,
by the stripes of Jesus,
of all challenges,
of all challenges.
Let's partake of the body. Repeat after me, please. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I agree and I receive.
I agree and I receive.
That we are the righteousness.
That we are the righteousness.
Of God in Christ Jesus.
Of God in Christ Jesus.
We shall never die.
We shall never die.
We shall be alive and remain.
We shall be alive and remain.
When Jesus returns.
When Jesus returns.
Let's partake of the body. Repeat after me, please. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I agree.
And I receive,
that no evil,
shall befall us.
We shall live in supernatural health,
protection,
provision,
and power.
I'm going to add this: free of fear, until Jesus returns. Let's partake of the body. Repeat after me, please. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I agree and I receive.
I agree and I receive.
That the windows of heaven.
That the windows of heaven.
Have been opened.
Have been opened.
To all.
To all.
ABC tithers.
ABC tithers.
And the devourer.
And the devourer.
Has been rebuked.
Has been rebuked.
And the wealth of the sinner.
And the wealth of the sinner.
Has been transferred.
Has been transferred.
To the tithers at ABC Church.
To the tithers at ABC Church.
And our loved ones.
And our loved ones.
Which includes.
Includes
prosperity, and abundance of money,
and abundance of money
that comes to us today,
that comes to us today,
and every day.
And every day.
Let's partake in the body of Jesus. Okay, let's go to the cup of blessing, please. The blood of Jesus means remembrance of our blood covenant of redemption and remission of sins, because our sins have been washed away by the precious blood of Jesus. Now, in this case, we must flee sin. All sins have been paid for. Reckon ourselves dead to sin. God has provided a way out of the temptation. Communion is the way out of the temptation. Pray lest you enter into temptation. Great and precious promises. We have all spiritual blessings. The cup of blessing is the point of contact. Put me in remembrance. I will do it. Eyes to and fro. Isaiah 43:26. And his word shall not return void to him. Now, Jesus paid the price that we could have wellness in every area of our lives, including healing, health, relationships, finances, prosperity, peace, protection from all evil. That includes COVID, by the way. Pandemics, all challenges, and everything that pertains to us. Let us partake of the blood of Jesus now. We're not going to drink it all at once, but sip it little by little and put God in remembrance of our new and everlasting covenant with him of each thing, because the Jesus' blood has redeemed us from death, that we will live and never die, but live and remain with our Heavenly Father, Abba Daddy, Jesus our Redeemer, Holy Spirit, our guide forever. Now I'm going to say a benefit of the blood of Jesus, then I'll invite you to repeat it after me and say it. We drink the cup of the blessing together. Matthew 26:27-28 says, then he, Jesus, took the cup and gave thanks and gave them, saying, drink from it, all of you, for this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. So repeat after me and say, I agree and receive. Because of the blood of Jesus. Washed away my sins. And God chooses. Not to remember them. Anymore. So in the name of Jesus. I thank you. Lord. That my sins have been remitted. Let's drink of our cup of blessing. John 6:56, he who eats my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me and I in him. Please repeat after me. I agree and I receive. Because of the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord. I abide in you. And you in me. Because I partake. Of communion. Eat your flesh. And drink your blood. Let us drink of our cup of blessing. Galatians 2:20. I've been crucified with Christ. In him I have shared his crucifixion. It is no longer I who live, but Christ the Messiah lives in me. And the life I now live in the body, I live by faith, by the adherence to and reliance on and complete trust in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself up for me. This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you. Now please repeat after me. I agree. And I receive. Because of the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord. That I live by faith. Let us drink of our cup of blessing. Romans 6:4. We were buried therefore with him by the baptism into death, so that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glorious power of the Father, that we too might habitually live and behave in the newness of life. This cup is a new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you. So please repeat after me and say, I agree, and I receive, because of the blood of Jesus, and in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord, that I have newness of life. Let's drink of our cup of blessing. Romans 8:11. And if the Spirit of him who raised up Jesus from the dead dwells in you, then he who raised up Christ Jesus from the dead will also quicken and restore to life your mortal bodies through his Spirit who dwells in you. If you have any physical challenges or aches or pains, take your communion more frequently. Claim that healing is yours. Claim that strength and energy is yours, and healing belongs to you through the body and blood of Jesus. This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you. Please repeat after me and say, I agree.
I agree.
And I receive.
And I receive.
Because of the blood of Jesus.
Because of the blood of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I thank you, Lord.
I thank you, Lord.
For the Holy Spirit.
For the Holy Spirit.
Who dwells in me.
Who dwells in me.
And quickens.
And quickens.
My mortal body.
My mortal body.
And restores it.
And restores it.
To the life of God.
To the life of God.
Let us drink of our cup of blessing. Mark 11:23. For assuredly, I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and cast into the sea, does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. Please repeat after me. I agree and I receive.
I agree and I receive.
Because of the blood of Jesus.
Because of the blood of Jesus.
And in the name of Jesus.
And in the name of Jesus.
I thank you, Lord. That whenever I speak, to any mountain of challenges, without doubt in my heart,
be removed,
and be cast into the sea,
and be cast into the sea,
that those things I say,
will be done,
and I have,
whatever godly things I say.
Jesus is here now. I can feel his presence. Let's drink the cup of blessing. Luke 10:19. Behold, I give to you the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Please repeat after me and say, I agree and I receive. Because of the blood of Jesus.
Because of the blood of Jesus.
And in the name of Jesus.
And in the name of Jesus.
I thank you, Lord.
I thank you, Lord.
That I have been given.
That I have been given.
The authority. To trample on serpents.
To trample on serpents.
And scorpions.
And scorpions.
And over all the power.
And over all the power.
Of the enemy.
Of the enemy.
And that nothing. Shall by any means.
Shall by any means.
Hurt me. Let's drink the cup of blessing. Romans 5:9. Much more then, having been justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. Please repeat after me. I agree.
And I receive.
Because of the blood of Jesus.
Because of the blood of Jesus.
And in the name of Jesus.
I thank you, Lord.
That I've been justified by your blood. Let's have a drink of the cup of blessing. John 14:12. Most assuredly, I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also, and greater works than these he will do, because I go to my Father. Please repeat after me. I agree and I receive. Because of the blood of Jesus.
Because of the blood of
Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I thank you, Lord. That I will do greater works. Let us drink from our cup of blessing. Romans 8:1. There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. Please repeat after me and say, I agree and I receive. Because of the blood of Jesus.
Because of the blood of Jesus.
And in the name of Jesus.
And in the name of Jesus.
I thank you, Lord. That there is therefore
now no condemnation
to me
because I am in Christ Jesus.
Let's take the blood, drink of the blood of blessing, cup of blessing. Romans 8:2. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. So repeat after me and say, I agree and I receive.
I agree and I receive.
Because of the blood of Jesus.
Because of the blood of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I thank you, Lord.
I thank you, Lord.
For the law of the Spirit of life.
For the law of the Spirit of life.
In Christ Jesus.
In Christ Jesus.
Has made me free.
Has made me free.
From the law of sin and death.
From the law of sin and death.
Let's drink from a cup of blessings. Okay, one more. 1 Thessalonians 4:17. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And thus shall we always be with the Lord. So repeat after me, please. I agree and I receive.
I agree and I receive.
Because of the blood of Jesus.
Because of the blood of Jesus.
And in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I thank you, Lord.
I thank you, Lord.
That I will stay alive.
That I will stay alive.
And remain.
And remain.
To be caught up together.
To be caught up together.
With them in the clouds.
With them in the clouds.
To meet you, Lord.
To meet you, Lord.
In the air.
In the air.
And thus I shall always.
Thus I shall always.
Be with you, Lord.
Be with you, Lord.
Let's drink the cup of blessing. Wow. I pray right there is feeling the anointing that's right here, right now. In the name of Jesus, I honor you, Lord, with this communion of the body and blood of Jesus as an everlasting memorial. Each time I partake of it, I do this in remembrance of you. You know what? You should repeat this with me. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I honor you, Lord.
I honor you, Lord.
With this communion.
With this communion.
Of the body.
Of the body.
And the blood of Jesus.
And the blood of Jesus.
As a lasting memorial.
As a lasting memorial.
Each time I partake of it.
Each time I partake of it.
I do this in remembrance.
I do this in remembrance.
Of you.
Of you.
And the atoning sacrifice.
And the atoning sacrifice.
Jesus paid for my spiritual freedom.
Jesus paid for my spiritual freedom.
Because Jesus died.
Because Jesus died.
As a true.
As a true.
Sacrificial lamb.
Sacrificial lamb.
At the cross for me.
At the cross for me.
And I thank God.
And I thank God.
That Jesus.
That Jesus.
Is the only one.
Is the only one.
Who rose from the dead.
Rose from the dead.
And set me free.
And set me free.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, I believe everybody out there is feeling the power of this communion, the long version. Whatever challenge you have, feel free to receive communion as much as you want. Some people have done as much as every 15 minutes, but do it at least twice a day. And as you increase your frequency during the challenging times, you'll see more and greater victories. Okay. Now, to maintain a successful spirit, full memorial tribute to God, these things we need to do. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Now, one thing Pastor Matthew said Friday night that really interested me was that he said, you know, you take a fighter in the ring. He's a fighter, but a military soldier is a killer. And the enemy out there is looking to kill, steal, and destroy. He's not just looking for a fight. You must be ready to defend yourself against the enemy who wants to kill you and destroy you. And these are the tools that you use and will have victory over him. Okay? Confess known sins frequently each day. Pray the unaware sins prayer frequently each day. Pray in tongues, your spiritual language, frequently each day. Praise and worship God, which helps you stay in the anointing. Believe that you've already received your victory when you prayed one time and before you see the manifestation. Affirm the word of God constantly. Use God's word as a sword of the Spirit. Study and know God's word. Renew your mind with God's word daily. I don't care what's happened to you. It's been horrific. But walk in forgiveness. As Jesus forgave all, walk in forgiveness. Lest you give yourself over to the tormentors. We know of stories people won't forgive, and the tormentors are causing them tremendous challenges. Forgiveness is not an option. Okay. I bring your dominion, power, and authority. Jesus has given you all authority. In the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, of those in heaven and those in earth and those under the earth, and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Jesus disarmed the principalities and powers and triumphed over them. Greater works than these that Jesus did, you shall do. Now remember, it says, all the world couldn't contain the miracles that Jesus did in 3.5 years. We're supposed to do more. We're more people, we can do more. And that's how we take dominion over this earth. And he who overcomes and keeps my works till the end, to him I will give the power over nations. And he who overcomes shall inherit all things, and I will be his God. So we're going to be the overcomers. We're going to inherit all things. And we will serve our Lord. Jesus said, do this in remembrance of me. Therefore, Holy Communion is the ultimate memorial tribute in remembrance of the redemptive sacrifice that Jesus died and rose again. We could be set free and have communion with our Father in heaven forever. I'm going to close in a prayer now. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I praise, worship, I glorify your holy name. I thank you for all you've done for us. I thank you for this opportunity to honor and worship you. And that today as we go forth, we remember Jesus as the ultimate sacrifice and the memorial that we give to you, Lord, in remembrance of you. And we thank you right now for the victories and the testimonies of the people hearing this now and in the future. In Jesus' name, amen.